This morning, we take another look at the Turn This Town Around project in Matewan, a historic mining town in Mingo County. Clark Davis has more on the continuing effort to revitalize the area.
The small town full of history is hoping that a key to turning things around is finding a way to increase tourism in the area. Known for its connections to the Hatfield-McCoy feud, some residents think the way to change things is to provide attractions for outsiders to come in and visit the area. Among the ideas is to better capitalize on the Hatfield-McCoy Trail, used by ATV riders throughout the southern part of the state. David Hatfield is a resident of the town whose heritage runs deep.
Matewan's long overdue for this, and this town is near and dear to my heart. Sid Hatfield was my great-great-uncle. He was involved in the mine wars in the 1920s, and somehow I feel compelled and obligated to be here to try to help out.
But it's not just the use of ATVs. Hatfield and others would like to see shops and artisan centers develop in the town, along with the idea that with the creation of an amphitheater, the area could turn into a destination for West Virginia residents to come see plays. Hatfield tells a story of a visit to Pigeon Forge in Tennessee as why his small town could turn into an attractive tourism spot.
First time in 1987 or 88 when I went down there to Pigeon Forge to go out to Dollywood, it was a road similar to 119 or even 1056 over on the Kentucky side here. And it was 3 hours from downtown Pigeon Forge to Dollywood in bumper-to-bumper traffic going in and 2.5 hours to come back out. So that being said, now there's a four-lane highway being expanded to 6 lanes.
It's those ideas of similar areas that have become attractions that people like Hatfield are looking to as an example of how things could be with the right changes. According to Hatfield, the keys to turning things around are threefold: teamwork, investment, and a lot of hard work. Hatfield and the rest of the group of active Matewan citizens met last night for the first of 3 workshops to hash out and continue to develop 20 different plans to turn Matewan around. Ideas range from becoming a theatrical hub to walking and biking areas and renovations of historic sites. They'll use grants from the Benedum Foundation that could see an influx of $75,000 into the community by the end of the project. Ellen Hatfield says there is unrealized potential in the area.
Because I see this has a lot of potential and it's got a lot of character and history behind it. And I can see it becoming into a really good tourism place.
Kelly Webb was excited about the continued progress.
Now it's time for people to take action, and they said they want to do these projects. Well, it's time to do that. As long as we can get other people involved, and hopefully everyone will group together and really break down and work the projects, that's what needs to be done if we're going to turn the town around.
David Hatfield says in the end, it's going to come down to whether people work together like they should to make this effort different than ones in the past.
I think what we've had in the past is that everybody's been trying to go their own way on projects, and without a cohesive effort and a comprehensive plan, things seem to fail on their own. And I believe if we can pull it together, we won't have that problem this time.
The next 2 workshops will be on July 16th and August 7th. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Matewan.